What's the Grim Reaper up to?
Shannon Doherty?
Ah!
She was kind of cute back in the day when she was on 90210 and all that. The only thing she's actually famous for.
She was in a kind of a small-time comedy called Mallrats that I'm a fan of. But yeah, aside from that, 90210, she was Brenda. Brenda Walsh. That was one of my first crushes on television, which kind of gives you an idea of just how old I am.
You know Dylan from the show? He's dead, too.
What's his name? Luke Perry. One of his last movies was Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Quentin Tarantino's movie. He had a small role in that, and I think that was his big, you know, recent claim to fame. He hasn't done much since 90210, but he has worked with Tarantino. That's a lot of street cred in Hollywood.
Representative Sheila Jackson
died.
Sorry, Miss Jackson.
After pancreatic cancer diagnosis.
I'm for real.
Pancreatic cancer is really deadly, so.
You need your pancreas.
I know one chick that doesn't have hers, but you have to plan that ahead of time.
Yeah, I imagine so.
If your pancreas is in a constant state of turmoil but not cancerous, you can get it out, but you have to put these nodes in your liver, then your liver acts like your pancreas.
Yeah, my pancreas listens to a lot of emo music, so it's going through a lot. It's really got My Chemical Romance on repeat.
Need to start saving up for some nodes. Well, isn't that a popular thing, an emo phase?
You know, you think so, but these people grow up and they still keep the eyeliner. Even the guys.
I've been seeing a lot about aura points.
I have
or
no
your
idea.
Aura what, or something.
I have no idea what you're talking about. What is this?
Teens are using aura points to calculate coolness. The trend may reveal just how self-conscious they are.
Like everything else on social media. I always have to remind myself, and it just makes everything seem so shallow on there. It's like, all this was staged. These camera shots, that's not the first shot. They went through a whole series of shots. Pick the best one, put a couple effects on there, maybe a text.
Oh, anything that's posted online?
Yeah. If you see people praying, and I hate being this guy.
Uh-oh.
But like people holding hands with a recently deceased relative. I get it, but at the same time, I feel like it's what television shows do when someone prays. It's like, oh, that's good, that's good. That's going to appeal to the
audience.
Yeah, the audience here.
Someone will give you half the information in a Facebook post. Please pray. They'll admit someone died, but they won't tell you who, and they won't tell you how.
When you're going through a divorce, but you don't want to talk about the divorce, don't mention you're going through something and imply heavily it's a divorce. Seems like if you didn't want to talk about it, you wouldn't talk about it. End of rant. Moving on. Cut to commercial.
Are you feeling cranky?
I can be.
Do you have sunshine guilt? Extreme heat is affecting our moods.
Okay, this is stupid. This is just... Okay, so there's a heat depression now with a winter depression. And I'm starting to think just being human is just about being sad 80% of the time.
Why it's important to find shade when it's hot and sunny out.
Because it sucks being in the heat.
It's actually two different headlines, but they went right together.
Cross-eyed.
I think one's about your mood and one's probably about cancer, if I had to guess.
Well, that would affect your mood, understandably so.
Specifically skin cancer.
Or pancreatic, which I hear is pretty deadly still.
Do look out for cancer. I could put you in checkmate at some point.
Yeah, it's a very good chess player.
Joe Biden quit, but Robin Todd
never will.
The top Democrats can come right at us, ask us to step down, say we don't have the talent, looks, resources, experience.
mental capacity.
One thing we do have?
Perseverance.
No, call it what it is. Stubbornness.